I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode number 21. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your teen turn struggles into strengths. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast show. Welcome to episode 21. Today we are going to be talking about wants, desires, gratitude, and how to set goals from that place. And just a quick heads up, I am a little bit under the weather, and so my voice is a little bit off. Hopefully, it still sounds fine. You probably won't even notice, but now that I said something, you're probably listening. Anyways, today I want you to explore, what do you really want? Have you ever explored your true desires? So that's what we'll be doing today on today's show. I want to welcome you to November. I love November. My birthday is in this month. I love the holidays. I love Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, just all of it. So welcome to November. And if you are not a member of my parenting group where I do group coaching throughout the month, I want to invite you to join us. It's not too late. You can get in and you can get access to this exact exercise that we're going to be using today. So I look forward to seeing you in the group. And those of you who have left me reviews on iTunes and Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts, thank you so much for the review. Those of you who haven't left me a review yet, hey, if you want to, November is a perfect time to leave a review. Anyways, let's get back to the topic of wants. Wants, desires. Okay, so I want to quote Sheryl Crow from the song Soak Up the Sun. That was popular back when I was in high school. And there's a part in that song where she says, it's not having what you want, it's wanting what you've got. And Kathleen Sutton said, when you can't have what you want, it's time to start wanting what you have. So today, I want to explore, what is it that you really want? Most of us have a pretty good idea. Like, we could give you a list. Hey, here's all the things that I want. When someone asks, hey, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for Christmas? What do you want for your anniversary? We can usually come up with a list pretty quickly of what we want. So I want to do an exercise with you, and I want you to actually do this exercise before you finish listening to the podcast. I know that might be hard, but I want to invite you, do the exercise. Well, pause the podcast when we get to that point. Do the exercise and then come back and finish listening, because I don't want to change the results, change your outcomes by having you understand everything that we're doing up front. I want to show you where your mind is naturally without any biases. So when I tell you to pause the podcast, do it, please. Okay, so here is the exercise. This is one that I've done with lots of my clients when I was a principal. I did this with my students. I do this with my own kids, with my foster kids. I do it in my own life. Now, so here's step one, and you don't have to pause the podcast yet. So step one, this is what I want you to do, is I want you to write down 10 things that you really want. Okay, so you're going to pause this episode, and you're going to go write 10 things that you really, really want. So if you want to do this exercise and you don't want it to be ruined, hit pause. If you're driving, I'll drive safely and hit pause at the stoplight or something. If you're walking, hit pause. If you're sitting at your desk, hit pause. If, I don't know, just hit pause and then write 10 things that you really, really want. On your mark, get set, go. All right, welcome back. Hopefully you hit pause and hopefully you wrote down 10 things that you really, really want. Now, what I want you to do now is review your list and see how many of those 10 things you currently have right now. Now, if you're like most people, you have listed 10 things that you want, and they're probably all 10 things that you don't have. Recently, I did this with some teenagers, and some of the things that they wanted were a new Xbox, a new shirt, a new jacket, new shoes. One of my clients is like, I want these Jordans. And I'm like, you know, Jordan hasn't played basketball in 2 decades, but yet he still wants the new Jordans. So a lot of what we want are things that we don't have. And that's normal. It's not bad. It's just we have been conditioned to want things that we don't have. Some of the adults that I did this with, they wanted big vacations. They wanted a new car. Some wanted a raise at work. Now, we have been conditioned to want things that we don't have. And we see this a lot of times. Like, our kids are so excited leading up to a birthday or Christmas or getting something that they've wanted for a long time. And then as soon as they get it, they move on to the next thing. So really quickly, I want to invite you to review your list of 10 wants and analyze, how do you feel when you want those things? Now, obviously, there's a component of desire, but what other emotions are there when you want those 10 things, especially if they are indeed 10 things that you don't have? What are those emotions that come with that desire? Now, for me, and for a lot of the clients that I talk to, that desire comes with a lot of other emotions, like shame, like, oh, I want this. I should have it by now. I see this when it comes with weight loss. People want to weigh their ideal weight, or they want to lose 10 pounds or whatever it is, and they feel shame, like, man, I'm doing something wrong. I don't have this. A lot of times we feel from a place of need, from a place of scarcity. One of my clients said, yeah, it's almost like there's jealousy mixed in there. Another one of my teens was like, oh, when I want these things that I don't have, it just doesn't feel good inside. It feels like I can't be happy because I don't have these things. So far, what you've done in this podcast, you made a quick list of 10 things that you do that you really want. And now we've reviewed it to see how many of those things we actually have. And now we've reviewed it to see how we feel when we want those things. Now, I think it's important to point out that when we want things, and I want to be real clear, I am not shaming anyone for wanting things. I have some very specific things that are on my want list that I still don't have, and I keep on wanting them because I really want them. I would love to have an old Stingray Corvette. I'm a little bit picky on what year I would like. There's some 60s body styles, some of the early 70s that I really like. And then you get into the 80s, and I'll pass on all those Corvettes. The 80s were a bad year for cars. And I would also like an old Ford Bronco. And these are some things that I don't have, but I want. Now, when I explore, why do I want these? It is always because of how I think that thing will make me feel. When we want things that we don't have, it's always because of how we think that thing will make us feel. Like, how I think I'll feel driving down the road with the top down on my Corvette or the top down on my Bronco and cruising around. I just think, man, I'll look so cool. And another dude just like me will be looking at me and he'll be like, oh, that guy's cool. He's driving the Bronco that I wish I had. Like, we want things from a place of thinking, oh, this is how I'll feel when I get that. Sometimes it has to do with our teens, with our children. Like, man, I want my teenager to be more respectful. I want them to get better grades at school. I want them to be home on time. It's always because of how we think we'll feel when we get that. Oh, well, if my teen were more respectful, I would feel like a better parent, because obviously how they act is a reflection of how I am as a parent. Okay, that was sarcastic. That is not true. That's not true at all, but yet that's often how we think. We think, man, if they got better grades, if they made better choices at school, I'd feel better as a parent. I wouldn't worry so much. So how we think things will make us feel, that's what creates the desire. We think, man, when I get this new pair of shoes, I'm going to feel like the coolest kid in school. So I want you to understand, when we want things, it's because of how we think it'll make us feel. Now, oftentimes, how we think we'll feel isn't accurate. It's been distorted by what the media or commercials tell us that we'll feel. So when it comes to that new car, like, we think, oh yeah, I'll feel great. I'll feel so powerful driving this thing. I'll feel so confident. And then once we get it, we're wanting the next new car. A lot of times we think, man, if I get this promotion at work or I get this raise, I will be so proud. My question is always, why not feel proud right now, whether you get that raise or not? Why not feel happy right now, whether you get that new car or not? Why not feel safe and confident regardless of what car you have? So I want to help you understand that a lot of times when we want from this place of lack, scarcity, need, we are waiting to allow ourselves to feel a certain way until we get that thing. We hold off on feeling proud of our teens or proud of ourselves as parents until our teen jumps through whatever hoops we've set up, until they get certain grades, until we can slap that bumper sticker on our car that says, hey, my teen is an honor roll student. Why do we want to hold ourselves emotionally hostage until we get this thing? So I want to invite you to realize, like, this is the why behind our desires. And this is what often happens emotionally. We don't allow ourselves to feel happy, confident. What are some of the other? Proud of ourselves until we get the thing that we want that we don't yet have. But the reality is, we can feel those feelings now before we get those things on our want list that we don't have. So what I want to do is I want to do another exercise that will help you really start wanting from a new place rather than wanting from a place of scarcity or lack or shame or jealousy. We're going to do an exercise to help us start feeling want and desire from a new place. So the next exercise that I want you to do is I want you to come up with a list of 30 things that you want. Now, here's the catch. I want you to have this list of 30 things, and I want you to alternate from things that you do have to things that you don't have. So number one, I want blank, something that you do have. For me, I want an amazing spouse. Boom, check mark. I've got that one. I love my wife. She is so good to me. And I want to have that amazing wife, which makes me even more grateful for her. Okay, and then number two, boom, want something that I don't have. Okay, and then alternate, do have, don't have, do have, don't have, and take some time and really get curious. What do you really want? What do you want that you have? And what do you really want that you don't have? And you know what? I'm going to ask you to pause this episode again for those of you who have been good sports and have done that, awesome, extra credit points. Pause your episode, complete your list, and then come back and we'll talk about it. I don't want to make your list biased. I don't want to change what you put down there based on what I say. So pause and do your list, 30 wants, half of them what you do have, half what you don't have, alternating. Okay, on a mark, get set, go. All right, welcome back. For those of you who did indeed pause, and just so you know, I am pausing along with you. Like I said earlier, I'm a little under the weather, I'm a little stuffy, and I use these pausing breaks to cough, sneeze, blow my nose, whatever. So welcome back. Hopefully you have a list of now 30 wants, 15 of which are things that you do have, and 15 of which are things that you don't yet have. Now, what did you notice as you came up with this list? I'm curious. Did it change your list of things that you want that you don't have? One of the things that I noticed with both the adults that I did this with and also the teenagers, but their first list of 10 wants was, oh yeah, I want this thing. I want a new Xbox. I want a new sweater, or I want this vacation, or I want this raise. And once they start doing wants that they do have, it also changed the wants that they don't have. One of my teenagers, when he did this second list, he's like, oh, well, my top one is I want a scholarship to play basketball. One of my other teenagers is like, oh, you know what? I want more time to spend with my family. So when we want from a place of gratitude, it changes what we actually want. Rather than wanting things that we think, oh, well, this will make me feel proud and happy and all this stuff, we look at how we feel when we want the things that we have, and now we're like, oh, you know what? I want more of that. I want more meaningful, lasting happiness, more meaningful, lasting satisfaction, pride, confidence. And it changes what we want from that list of things that we don't have. One of the things, so for me, when I do this list, it's so powerful because I want a family. I want a happy family. I want my teenagers. I want a wife. I want all of, like, I love Toyota vehicles. I have wanted one ever since I was a kid. And now as an adult, all I've ever owned are Toyotas. When I want what I have, I get to experience the joy of having those things right now. And I realize, oh, you know what? These are the things that I treasure the most because I already have them. They were higher up on my priority list. That's why I have them now instead of waiting to own them in the future or waiting to have them. So I want you to take a minute and explore the reason why you want all of those things on the list, both the things that you do have and the things that you don't have. Understand, why are these items or why are these things important to me? Why is it that I want them? And keep in mind that it'll be related to your emotion, kind of what you think these things bring emotionally, how you think they make you feel. When we balance our focus between the things that we both have and the things that we don't have, it changes our perspective. It helps us see what we've already accomplished, and it helps us remember that, hey, there are so many things that I do have. And yeah, it's okay for me to want more, but I really want these things still. And it really changes that place of desire. Some of the teens that I asked about that change, one of them was like, oh yeah, it really helps me feel grateful for what I do have. And it makes me want to have even more love in my home, or it makes me want to be with the people that I love. So I want you to really explore, like, why do I want these things? How does the emotion of desire change? One of the mothers was like, yeah, before I was feeling shame and I was feeling jealousy, and now I feel peace and gratitude. I find that November is a perfect time to practice this. So many people are doing the November gratitude thing. We're on Facebook every day. They post things that they're grateful for, and that is great. I love that. This exercise is a little bit different. This exercise helps us want from a place of gratitude. It helps us want and appreciate the things that we do have, and then it helps put into perspective the things that we're still working on, the things that we still want that are out there in our future. And so as you do this exercise, really get curious. What do I want in the future? I believe that gratitude is a solid foundation to build our goal setting on. I think that one of the shortcomings of goals is that they are really lofty and they're really future focused, which is great. We can't create anything from the past. So yes, it is important to be future focused. But oftentimes when we set our goals, they are not grounded in the present. They aren't grounded on gratitude, on emotions that empower us. And so as you do this exercise, it will help you have this grounding, have this solid foundation when it comes to the emotional place that you want to set your goals from. And November is a beautiful time to think about this. We have December coming around where we do a lot of receiving during this time, and we do a lot of giving. And we're starting to think about, oh, hey, you know what? 2021's coming up. What do I want to accomplish next year? And so really take the month of November to explore gratitude, explore your desires, and explore how they go hand in hand. And that's all I've got for you today on gratitude and wanting and desire. I hope this has been helpful for you. This is an exercise you can do with your family. If you would like a worksheet that I have, come join us in our group coaching membership. Each month, we have a new focus. I work hand in hand with some other coaches as well to help bring you affordable, life-changing coaching. If you think that you might be interested, but you're not sure, I get it. Come schedule a call with me. I would love to hop on a free coaching session with you to help you figure out what's going on with you and your teenagers. And from that place, I can help you understand, hey, do I want to be in the group? Do I even want coaching? And if so, great. I can help you get started. If not, that's okay. I'll help you realize the change that you want to have. And you're always welcome to keep listening to the podcast. Keep sending me your questions. So I want to invite you, if you haven't yet, come join us. Come see what it's like. It's very affordable. And I look forward to seeing you inside. And do this exercise with your family. Help them have the power of wanting from a place of gratitude, from a place of desire that's based on, hey, you know what? I like what I have. I want what I have. I'm grateful for what I have. And see what impact this has in your family. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Impact, Parenting with Perspective. If you found any of this helpful and would like to get some one-on-one help with parenting your teen, head over to benpewcoaching.com/mini and sign up for a free consultation today. I'll talk to you soon.